Okay, let's dive in. Today, we're looking at a specific piece of material. It's the conclusion from an instructional audio training TCOL course, #3188.
Right, the one covering Texas legal updates for 2023-2025.
Exactly. And our mission here is pretty simple. Pull out the really key takeaways that they highlighted right at the end in that wrap-up.
Mm-hmm.
So think of it as your quick summary if you're just catching up on what that conclusion emphasized. The really need-to-know points.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. The source itself, you know, covered a lot, but the conclusion kind of distills it down. It flags the changes they really want people to remember.
Okay, so let's unpack that. The conclusion apparently revisited some major themes from the 88th legislative session. What were the big priorities the source pulled out?
Well, one thing that came through really clearly was the strong focus on combating the fentanyl crisis.
Okay.
Yeah, this wasn't just minor tweaks. The source mentioned new offenses being created and significantly increased penalties.
Hmm.
It pointed to a major shift.
A really serious approach then.
Definitely. And the other big theme highlighted was school safety.
Yes, that makes sense.
Specifically, they talked about major enhancements under House Bill 3. You know, HB3.
Right, HB3. Focusing on security measures in schools.
Exactly. Security preparedness.
Yeah.
The source indicated this is a really critical area getting focused attention.
So, big public safety issues. How did the conclusion connect these themes back to, say, training for professionals?
Well, it tied it directly. The source mentioned adjustments to TCOL administrative rules.
TCOL, that's the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement.
That's the one, yeah. They set the standards, and the conclusion pointed to new mandatory training requirements. A key example they gave was the ALERT active shooter training.
Ah, ALERT. Okay, so the training updates directly support responding to those safety priorities, like in schools.
Precisely. Legislative focus leads straight to updated training needs.
Got it. Now, the conclusion also apparently got into specifics about changes in different legal codes. What did it flag in the penal code?
This was interesting. From the penal code, the source highlighted extended statutes of limitations for family violence offenses.
Longer time limits.
Yeah, which is pretty significant. It means, you know, investigators potentially have a much wider window to pursue those cases.
Okay, that's a big change. Anything else from the penal code?
They also mentioned new rules related to animal cruelty, maybe clearer guidelines or potentially tougher penalties. The source flagged it as an update to know.
Right. And what about the Code of Criminal Procedure? Any key updates mentioned there?
Uh-huh. Updates affecting sort of those initial interactions. The source mentioned the Athena alert, some kind of new notification system.
Alert. Okay.
And also revisions to cite and release policies.
Cite and release. So that affects when an officer might issue a citation instead of making an arrest?
Exactly. It impacts that officer discretion right there on the street. Changes the dynamic a bit.
Okay. And I think you mentioned transportation stuff, too.
Yeah, practical things for the road. The source pointed out revisions dealing with fraudulent temporary license plates.
Ugh, the paper tag issue.
Seems like it. They're cracking down. And also, importantly, updates to the move over or slow down law.
Always crucial. Clarifying what drivers have to do around stopped emergency vehicles.
That's the idea. Reinforcing safety during those roadside stops. Fundamental stuff.
So it really runs the gamut, doesn't it? From these high-level legislative priorities down to specific procedures and traffic rules.
It does. And the source's conclusion really hammered home that this isn't just, you know, abstract knowledge.
Right. They stress it's vital for professional development.
Absolutely vital. The conclusion emphasized that the legal landscape is always changing. And staying informed isn't just a good idea. It's presented as a core responsibility. You have to keep up.
And did they offer advice on how to actually use this info based on that summary?
They did. Very practical advice. Review your own agency's policies. Make sure they reflect these updates.
Makes sense.
And crucially, if you're ever unsure about a situation or how a law applies, consult the full legal text. Don't guess.
And talk to legal counsel.
Yes. Seek guidance from your agency's legal advisor or the local prosecutor's office. The message was clear. Verify before you act.
Verify and consult. Good advice. Okay, so let's quickly recap this look at the training conclusion. We touched on the big themes. Fentanyl, school safety.
Mm-hmm. And the TCOE training updates that followed, like ALERT.
Right. And then those specific code changes. Penal code, Code of Criminal Procedure, transportation code updates.
Yeah, it all really circles back to that main point from the source. Keeping current with these legal changes is absolutely essential.
So thinking about all these updates, the source highlighted everything from major policy shifts to specific roadside procedures. It kind of leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener.
Mm-hmm.
In a legal landscape that's constantly shifting, like this training summary clearly shows, how does that ongoing change affect not just legal professionals, but maybe how everyone interacts with the system? And how important do you think it is for the general public to have at least a basic awareness of these kinds of legal updates?